The creation of RioPlex, USMCA Friends Horing Capital, Regional Unity and Economic Development, Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Joaquin Spamer addressed key stakeholders and members of the Prosperity Task Force CEO Group, highlighting the significance of unity and collaboration in regional economic development. His speech stressed the importance of a unified identity, efficient resource utilization, and strategic marketing to boost the region's economic prospects. Spamer, the founder and president of CIL Group, which encompasses Commodities Integrated Logistics, Salsa, BioSafe, CIL Capital, and CIL Fresh, among others, outlined key points, proposed strategies, and potential implications for regional development. This historic event saw the unveiling of the name, RioPlex, during a breakfast meeting on Wednesday, June 19, 2024, at the McAllen Country Club. Over 60 business leaders and elected officials attended. In addition to the new name, RioPlex introduced its new tagline, USMCA Friends Horing Capital. USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, is the substitute for the North America Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA. It went into force on July 1, 2020, to benefit North American workers, farmers, ranchers, and businesses by supporting more balanced, reciprocal trade, supporting high-paying jobs for Americans and growing the North American economy. RioPlex emerged as a standout name during brainstorming sessions conducted by the Prosperity Task Force's marketing group. South Texas College, Region 1 Educational Service Center Marketing Department, Consolidated Integrated Logistics, CIL, Desaro Public Relations, and Hidalgo County Public Affairs Office collaborated in multiple meetings to determine an ideal name for the region. After considering several recommendations, RioPlex was chosen. Linda Lopez, Executive Director of Public Relations and Marketing, and her innovative team at the STC Marketing Department, along with Region 1 Educational Service Center, Hidalgo County Public Affairs Office, Desaro Public Relations, and CIL, played crucial roles in this significant milestone for the region. Adopting a region-wide name was challenging because it included both the U.S. and Mexico sides of the border, a major selling point of this region as a gateway to Latin American markets. That challenge excluded the name, Rio Grande Valley, because the well-known name refers only to the U.S. side of the border. By highlighting South Texas and northern Mexico, the RioPlex region can show potential investors a market of more than 3.5 million people. The latest U.S. census shows the four counties of the Rio Grande Valley have a population of about 1.3 million. The RioPlex region, with its companies headquartered in 20 different countries, 7 international airports, and 13 international bridges, is a global business hub, offering a gateway to international markets. Wednesday's presentation included information about the region's economic transformation over the past decade and recommendations for the type of industry RioPlex should pursue. Spamer used the Olympics as a metaphor for the necessity of regional unity. Just as athletes represent their countries, the region should present a united front. This unity is crucial for a consistent identity that can be marketed globally to attract investment and stimulate economic development. His presentation emphasized the need for a unified identity to be marketed globally. A single, consistent brand can simplify and strengthen the region's image, making it more attractive to potential investors and partners. Spamer's speech highlighted that while significant amounts of money are being spent on economic development, these efforts are often fragmented and need coordination. This fragmentation diminishes the overall impact of the investments. Spamer cited Mexico's avocado marketing campaign, utilizing $55 million annually to create a globally recognized brand. This example illustrated the potential impact of a unified and strategic marketing approach, suggesting that similar strategies could be employed to promote the RioPlex region. The presentation identified that different regional cities and economic development corporations work independently, leading to inefficiencies and diluted efforts. This lack of coordination hampers the region's ability to attract significant investments. He also noted that the region needs a clear, unified identity. The projected image makes it difficult to market effectively and attract investment. Establishing a strong and connected binational brand is essential for overcoming this challenge. He mentioned that harmful messages, such as the non-safe travel advisory for certain areas, pose additional challenges for attracting investment. Addressing these concerns is crucial for improving the region's image and appeal to investors. Spamer proposed creating a new, unified brand name for the region, similar to the BorderPlex initiative in El Paso and Ciudad Juarez. This unified brand would help streamline marketing efforts and present a consistent and unified image. In addition, he stressed the importance of a well-coordinated marketing campaign to change the region's narrative and perception. A strategic marketing campaign can highlight the region's strengths and potential, attracting investment and economic activity. Spamer called for the private sector to step in and support public sector efforts, emphasizing the need for joint action to achieve economic development goals. Joint efforts between the private and public sectors can lead to more effective and sustainable economic development strategies. He also encouraged leveraging successful strategies from individual businesses and applying them at the regional level. By adopting and scaling successful practices, the region can enhance economic development. Spamer, who has traveled the world with an invitation for global companies to move to the RioPlex region, used a personal analogy to illustrate the importance of setting specific, measurable goals and having a clear plan. As with weight loss, setting precise targets and tracking progress is essential for achieving economic development objectives. He emphasized the need to break down complex tasks into smaller, manageable pieces and assign responsibility to ensure accountability. His brief speech stressed aligning educational outcomes with future job market needs, ensuring that high school graduates are prepared for emerging industries. Developing a skilled workforce that meets the demands of the future job market is essential for sustainable economic growth. Spamer advocated a strategic approach that considered immediate, mid-term, and long-term goals to ensure sustainable growth. It's got to be an oriented strategy that balances short-term gains with a long-term vision that can drive the region's economic prosperity. The creation of RioPlex, as outlined in Spamer's speech, marks a significant step towards unified and strategic economic development. By addressing challenges, leveraging resources effectively, and fostering collaboration, the RioPlex region can position itself as a major player in the global market.